28.7. EDG 01070220260920, audio. The stakes are too high. This morning, while having my coffee, I wondered how to safely stop the overhead crane in the airlocks. After considering a few instrumentation scenarios and interlocks, I came to the following conclusion: simplify the circuit as much as possible and eliminate the interlock. Intriguing, don't you think? Let's get straight to the point. One way to achieve this is to establish an opening and closing sequence for the airlocks. This sequence must, of course, prioritize safety. Let's begin. A. Releasing the overhead crane's safety mechanism. B. Moving the overhead crane to the passage opening. Command from the system. Or local manual control. C. Detecting and controlling the stopping point with a switch. D. Detecting the stopping point with an inductive probe. E. Confirmation of the stopping point by the SSV's acquisition and control system. F. Verification of the stopping point by camera. G. Activation of this motor, closure of the opening, in manual mode only. Here, a clarification is necessary. We are referring to the manual mode of the acquisition system and the local manual mode. I remind you that we are only discussing the airlocks in the corridors. In short, there is no direct instrumentation link between the overhead crane motor, the motor responsible for closing the opening, and the safety of the crane's movement. I am not forcing anyone to endorse this, however, if I were in this situation, this is what I would request. An automatic sequence for extreme emergencies should be in place, but in my opinion, it is currently unused and protected by a high-level password. I don't want to elaborate further for now, and I will try to convince myself that I am wrong. I hope you understand. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 7, 2026.